Infotech, English for Computer Users, 3rd edition, by Santiago Remacha Esteras, published by Cambridge University Press, 2002. This recording is copyright. Unit 1, Task 2. Listen to these people talking about how they use computers at work, and follow the instructions in your student's book. 1.
I write music, mainly for videos and plays. I work on a keyboard connected to a computer. I use the computer in two ways, really. First of all, to record what I play on the keyboard, in other words, to store what I play on the keyboard. Secondly, the computer controls the sounds I can make with the different synthesizers I have here. I can use it to get different kinds of sounds from the synthesizers. The computer is the link between the keyboard, which I play, and the synthesizers, which produce the sounds.
2.
I use my computer to do the usual office things, like write memos, letters, faxes, and so on. But the thing which I find really useful is electronic mail. We're an international company, and we have offices all over the world. We're linked up to all of them by email. With email, I can communicate with the offices around the world very efficiently. It's really changed my life.
3.
Well, I use computers for almost every aspect of my job. I use them to design electrical installations and lighting systems. For example, the program will tell you how much lighting you need for a particular room, or how much cable you need, and it will show where the cable should go. I also use the computer to make drawings and to keep records. We have to test our installations every 5 years, and the information is stored on computer.
4.
I use computers to find information for people. Readers come in with a lot of queries, and I use either our own database or the national database that we're connected to find what they want. They might want to know the name and address of a particular society or last year's accounts of a company, and we can find that out for them. Or they might want to find a particular newspaper article, but they don't know the exact date it was published, so we can find it for them by checking on our online database for anything they can remember, a name or the general topic. And we use computers to catalogue the books in the library and to record the books that readers borrow. 5.